You Can Just Do Things: How High Agency People Get What They Want Out of Life. By Kate Hall with Sasha Chapin. Core Thesis: You have been taught that success comes from careful planning, learning the ropes, and earning one promotion at a time. But what about the people who seem to skip all that? Kate Hall is one of those maddening, inspiring people. She left an elite legal career just before making partner to gamble for a living and became the world's top-ranked female poker player. A drug addiction left her broken, brain-damaged, but a year after emerging from it, she co-founded a biotech startup that set a clinical trial speed record. Not long after, she took the helm of one of the world's largest philanthropic foundations. Her core argument: the so-called rules of success are not rules at all, they are productivity guidelines for low-agency people. High-agency people are not smarter or harder working, they dare to act directly and create possibility amid uncertainty. Viewpoint 1: Increase your surface area for luck. Hall argues that luck is not random but probabilistic. The most important thing you can do is increase the surface area of your exposure to opportunity, show up where you do not belong, apply for jobs you are not qualified for, call people who are not expecting it. Every time you think somebody should do this, that somebody can be you. The book calls this state crossing the cringe minefield, being willing to look stupid, to be rejected, to embarrass yourself in front of others. This is not recklessness but a rational strategy, because the cost of rejection is far lower than the cost of a missed opportunity. Hall's own life is the best illustration: from law to poker, from poker to biotech, each transition was an active increase in the surface area for luck. Viewpoint 2: Take every shortcut available. Conventional wisdom tells you to follow the proper path, learn first, then practice, then advance. But Hall argues the proper path is often just the slower path, not the better one. High-agency people take every shortcut available, not out of laziness but because they understand time is the scarcest resource. Shortcuts do not mean cutting corners but bypassing unnecessary intermediaries. Why wait for permission when you do not need it? Why go through formal channels when you can reach the decision-maker directly? The book uses numerous cases to show that people who appear to skip steps are actually completing the same work in less time, and the time saved can be used to do more. Viewpoint 3: Build forcing functions that ensure commitment. Hall offers a practical tool, forcing functions. A forcing function is a design that makes backing out harder than following through. For example, publicly announcing a goal so your reputation is tied to it, or spending money first and figuring it out later, so sunk costs propel you forward. The essence of forcing functions is leveraging human psychological weaknesses, our aversion to inconsistency, our hatred of waste, in our own favor. When Hall co-founded Alvia, she used exactly this approach. She set the clinical trial timeline before being fully prepared, then worked backward to ensure everything had to be completed within that deadline. This jump off the cliff and build the parachute on the way down approach seems crazy, but it guarantees that action will happen. Viewpoint 4: Use your deepest insecurities as fuel. The most honest part of the book is Hall's dissection of her own insecurities. She does not frame insecurity as a weakness to overcome but redefines it as fuel for growth. Your shame contains your most powerful motivation. Hall's drug addiction and brain damage were the lowest point of her life, but this experience gave her a completely different sense of urgency about normal life. After getting clean, she did not slowly recover, she founded a company within a year, because she knew time was not waiting. The book encourages readers not to flee from insecurity but to transform it into pressure for action. This is not wholesome psychological advice, but for those trapped by perfectionism, it is a potent remedy. Viewpoint 5: You do not need to be ready, you just need to start. The book's core message can be summarized in one sentence: stop waiting and start doing. You do not need to feel ready to begin, because ready is a state that will never arrive. You do not need to confirm you are qualified, because qualifications are often granted retroactively. High-agency people do not wait for the world to act on them, they act on the world. They do not ask, "Am I allowed?" they simply do. Each of Hall's transitions, from lawyer to poker player to biotech CEO to foundation head, was not because she was ready but because she decided to start. The book concludes, "Every time you think somebody should do this, that somebody can be you." Practical significance. First, for those trapped by perfectionism, this book offers an antidote. The essence of perfectionism is using not ready yet to postpone action. Hall's story tells you, no one is ever truly ready. Those who appear composed simply took the first step amid uncertainty. The courage to start is more valuable than a perfect plan. Second, for career transitioners, the advice on increasing luck surface area and taking shortcuts is highly actionable. The biggest barrier to transition is not lack of ability but the fear of showing up where you do not belong. When you are willing to look foolish and face rejection, you are already ahead of most people waiting for permission. Third, for managers and leaders, the book reveals an overlooked talent dimension, agency. Traditional hiring emphasizes credentials and experience, but high agency people may not stand out on paper. Identifying and nurturing people who act without needing permission may be an organization's most important capability. Summary: You Can Just Do Things is not a time management or goal-setting book but an uncomfortable psychological journey and a toolkit for bold living. Kate Hall's extreme life experience proves one thing: the rules of success are merely productivity guidelines for low-agency people. You do not need extraordinary talent or iron willpower, you just need to stop waiting for permission and start doing things. This book is for anyone who feels stuck yet vaguely senses that the key is already in their own hands.